Hi, welcome back to my podcast. This is Lena, and this is English A1, English with Lena. On this podcast, you will find a lot of different stories, different topics, personal stories, anecdotes. Sometimes I would embark on, you know, very interesting, thought-provoking topics as well. Don't forget, please, to follow me on my social media platforms. Instagram is English A1, Facebook English A1. I also have my TikTok. You can find me there as English with Lena. And you can listen to my podcasts on different platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and here on Anchor. Well, today I want to share with you something that happened to me yesterday while I was taking a shower. Well, now that I'm about to tell you what happened to me yesterday, it's kind of funny, but when it happened, it wasn't. Well, early in the morning, one of my closest friends had come over to have breakfast with me, and we were having lots of fun. We talk about everything, you know, every single time we get together. She's one of my good girlfriends, and she happens to be one of my neighbors, too. So I had to begin teaching in the morning, around 11 o'clock in the morning. So she left, and I had like 20 minutes before my first class, and I decided to take a shower. It was a very hot day because we had gone climbing up a rocky hill with my six dogs just to get some workout done. So by the time when I got back home, well, I'd been, you know, sweaty, and I wanted to take a shower so I could begin my class really fresh and relaxed. So I got into the shower, and, you know, I started to do my thing. And, you know, 5 minutes later, I heard that my dogs began to bark, like, very, very loudly, like, extremely loudly. And, you know, I recognized the barks of my dogs, so I for sure knew that they were staring at someone, barking at someone that was standing at my door. And yes, one of my neighbors had been, you know, calling me from my, you know, from the outside door. Okay, but of course I was in the middle of my shower. I was not going to stop doing what I was doing. So I stretched my arm to open the door of my bathroom just to be able to yell at my dogs, you know, like, quiet, be quiet, right? And so I did. So when I closed the door, I think I lost balance. I don't know if it was my sandals, you know, but I lost balance and I somehow, you know, like, slid on the wet floor of the shower, and I fell, and I hit my left breast. I don't know how I, you know, bounced or something like that. And I landed on my left knee. And I kept on bouncing, I think. And then I once again landed on my right hip. Fortunately, I didn't hit my head. Otherwise, I don't know what the outcome would have been. But, okay, I was in shock because it all happened in fractions of seconds, you know? Like, I just fell. I hit different parts of my body. And the first thing that crossed my mind was my grandmother's sister, whom I call Granny Nene, okay, for Latino speakers, I called her Abuelita Nene, okay. Her name was Enedina, but we would call her Nene. So, and she was the first person I thought of when I landed on my shower floor, and I was like in shock. I was for, I think, a few seconds paralyzed because I looked up, you know, at the ceiling, And then I looked around and I tried to explain to myself, hey, what has just happened? Okay, so then I just, pulled myself together and I stood up and I got on my feet, and then I was not really understanding what had happened, because I've always been very extremely careful, when I take showers. And why have I always been extremely careful? Because in my family, there have been really, really bad accidents in the shower. The first accident that I witnessed as a child was with my mom. I think she might have been in her early 40s, perhaps, or maybe, yeah, maybe early 40s or late 30s. I was still a kid. We still had a one-story house, so we shared one bathroom, with all the members of the family. We used to live together there. We were a huge family back then when I was a kid. It was my uncles, my aunts, and my cousins, my parents, my granny. We all shared the same house. We all lived in the same story. And so I remember that we were in the living room. I think we were watching a TV program, all together, because we used to gather in front of the TV. And my mom had gone to take a shower. So, and then suddenly we just overheard someone scream at the top of her lungs, And the problem was that, okay, well, the first person that rushed to the bathroom was my uncle, my mom's brother. And unfortunately, he couldn't open the door at first because it was locked, from inside, right? And so, I remember that everyone got panicked, and my mom was still like, I think in pain. She was obviously in pain, crying. My uncle, I remember he was like asking her, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Please, can you open the door? Can you open the door?" I can't move. I can't move. I slipped. I slipped. I'm on the floor. I can't stand up. I can't get on my feet." "Okay, well, hold on, hold on." And then my uncle pushed the door and slammed it, down. He was able to, knock down the door. And of course, my mother was, lying down on the floor of the shower. And yeah, she had like bruises on her hips and on her legs. And obviously I think my aunt was there too, and she covered her with a towel, and my uncle lifted her up in his arms and took her to bed. And and well, I don't know what happened after that. Okay, and since then, I remember that door in that house was never fixed. I mean, the lock was never fixed because of what had happened. Everyone was scared that, something similar could happen later on, and someone was locked inside. So that's why they never fixed the lock, for years, just to prevent this kind of, situations, so that someone that could go in the rescue of someone in trouble in the bathroom could easily open it. Well, now it's a different story. Now it's all, fixed, and it's a new bathroom now. But and then the second story, which was a lot more dramatic and tragic, was that of my abuelita Nene's story, or my granny Nene's story. She was my grandmother's sister, oldest sister. And when we were kids, my granny Nene would always come over and spend summers together at home. I loved her. I loved her. And she's always in my heart. She's always in my thoughts and in my prayers. And I remember that it was a February. Which is carnival time here in my country. So people normally play with water, and they just get people wet, with balloons filled with water and, paint and powder and stuff like that. Some people wear costumes and stuff like that, depending on the region where you're from. But in the capital city, we just play with water. So we wet people, like battles, Anyway, so the custom is to get people wet. And I remember that my granny, I don't know how old she was back then. Perhaps she was in her early 70s, perhaps, or maybe late 60s or early 70s, perhaps. Yes, maybe early 70s, perhaps. Yeah. And so we were in the kitchen. We were all playing carnival. And my father was like also playing with the neighbors, and my father intended to wet one of the neighbors. So he was outside. My granny, who was inside of the kitchen, what she did was she wanted to lift a bucket full of water so that to give it to my dad so that he could wet this neighbor who was, in front of the house. But unfortunately, the floor was wet and slippery, and my granny Nene, she slipped, and unfortunately, she never got on her feet again. She broke her hip, and it was really dramatic to see her in such pain because we didn't know what to do. We all stopped playing. Of course, we were like, in shock, and she was crying in pain. We asked her several times, can you get on your feet? Can you get on your feet? I can't, please, I can't, help me. So I remember my dad lifted my granny up in his arms and took her to bed, and there she was. I remember, we all gathered around the bed and she was in pain. So I think they decided to take her to the hospital emergency. And that's when we found out that she had broken her hip and she was unable to walk. So she had to undergo surgery, surgery so that she could walk again. And I remember that I was, well, she underwent surgery, and after a lot of, work that she put into it, and a lot of, months, if not a year full of therapy, she was able to walk again. And I remember that in the summer she would also, I think she stayed at home with us because nobody else could take care of her. And I remember that I became somehow, this sort of therapist and physical therapist for her, because I would help her, do the exercise that the doctor suggested that she do. And so she lifted these bags of sand, just to strengthen her muscles, her legs, her thighs. And I remember I would walk with her, along with her on the street, just around our block, very slowly. We would take baby steps. I remember that I held her hand, and she held mine. She was very grateful. And when she got on her feet again, she was really happy. We were all happy for her. And so when I had when this thing happened to me yesterday, the first person I thought of was my granny Nene, and I think she protected me yesterday when this happened to me in the shower, because amazingly, I don't have any bruises. I don't feel any pain. And believe me, the fall was really hard. Like I said, I hit my left chest and my left knee, and my right hip. It's like I flipped in the air, and I didn't hit my head like I told you, but I think that I should be with bruises and in pain right now, but I am not. And I don't know how to explain this, but I think that her soul protected me from and prevented me from getting hurt, And I don't know how to explain this, but I wanted to tell you this story because I do believe in afterlife, and I do believe in spirits, and I do believe that our beloved ones are still around us, and that they somehow protect us all the time. And I feel that, and I want to believe that that's what happened. I could have thought of anything, but why did I think of my granny Nene when I slipped and had that accident in my shower. Well, so I wanted to share this story with you. I don't know what you think.